inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Overnight temperatures are slowly rising in southeast Alaska. It's spring planting season, so that means many hardy vegetables can be planted right into the soil outdoors now, while others should be started indoors, away from the cold and the breeze. Master Gardener Ed Bajerski joins us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm going to start off this week's edition with some listener questions, and we actually got two sets of questions from the same listener. Rick lives in Auk Bay, and he says, my garlic is already 4 inches high. When can I plant onion bulbs in my garden, and how far apart for green onions? You want to tackle that?
Sure. Yeah, my garlic is similar size, looks beautiful, temperatures are good. So onion sets, if you can find them locally, or if you bought them and have gotten them in, they can go into the ground now. They will start to sprout roots just like shallots and garlic, or if you had bulbs also. The cool, moist soil will stimulate roots. For green onions, you would want to plant them thick. Thick being a half inch to an inch apart, where if you wanted to grow bulbs, you know, nice big ones, then those, well, you can actually do both. Plant them thick to start with, gradually thin them so that he leaves them, when he's all done thinning, about 3 to 4 inches apart. So, you know, it's just take them as you need them for the green onions and then leave the others. Fertilize for all of these. Mix fertilizer in the soil to keep them growing well is important.
So he can plant onion bulbs right now?
Yes, he can. If they had onion plants, and that's another thing that will be available, they're a little more tender. So those, and I've got some, well, I've got leeks, you know, let's cover the whole family here. And leeks, too, usually started from seedlings, small plants. They, too, would grow in a little later once the ground has warmed up a bit more. But the onion bulbs can go in now.
Okay. And Rick also writes, do shallots do well here in Juneau? And what's the best source for small bulbs to plant?
There are some shallots available in town. I've seen them on seed racks and bulb racks already. And those, likewise, can be planted now. I do usually plant them in the fall, though I had gotten some more down south on a trip and just planted some last week. All of these, onions, shallots, leeks, should be protected, however, with some Remay, the horticultural fabric, because they can be attacked by the onion root maggot. Not too closely related to the cabbage root maggot, but they will burrow into the roots or bulbs of these things, and you end up with rotten little plants, which is what you don't want. So pretty much as soon as you plant these, they should be protected with this horticultural fabric held down around the edges, and then gradually they will lift that up and leave them covered as long as possible into the summer.
Okay. And kind of on a sort of related subject, I mean, indoors, we should probably be doing our seed starts now, too?
Definitely. I mean, for some stuff, if folks were going to be starting leeks and onions, they could have planted them a month or more ago because they are really slow to start. But I just planted tomato seeds this weekend, and so we're headed south and we'll be gone a week. So I'm hoping by the time I get back, they'll be up and growing, and then we'll be tending those. And I'm aiming for, hopefully, planting in my greenhouse a month from now if the weather cooperates. But lots of other stuff, too. So, and timing, read the seed packets. That will actually tell you how long to plan ahead to plant. So things like cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, those could be started now because the small plants at 4 to 6 weeks old can then go into the ground even while it's still fairly cool, you know, in the 40s or so at night. Where the warmer stuff, like tomatoes now, or cucumbers should wait, cucumbers and zucchini, squash, you want to plant them only about 3 or 4 weeks at most before you plant them out, and they need to go out into warmer soil. So actually, I won't start those till I get back, at the end of April, because I won't be planting them in the garden, I hope, or greenhouse, probably until late May when that soil is warmer.
And regardless of the vegetable, it sounds like whether it goes out in your garden plot or it goes into the greenhouse, you might still want to harden them off a little bit before you put them out there, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. You want to do a gradual, getting them used to the outdoor conditions gradually. So, because in at least where I start my plants, it's usually in the upper 60s to low 70s. It's comfortable and calm. There's no wind. Where outdoors, I'm doing under fluorescent lights. A lot of folks are switching over to LED lights. That's coming soon for me too, I'm sure. But it's a really different light. It's different conditions, breezy and warm and cool and all that, so it's a shock. So getting them gradually used to outdoor conditions, taking them out actually on a cloudy day or putting them in a shady spot. Don't put them out in bright sun, fully exposed. Start them out with a half hour, an hour, 2 hours, and spread that out if you can over the course of a week before they go out into the ground, into the greenhouse, where they're ever going to stay. And even then, once you transplant them into the soil, using that same horticultural fabric we mentioned is good to go over them, because then that helps hold a little bit of moisture in. It helps hold a little bit of heat. It won't hold a lot of heat like clear plastic would. But still, you might even be using clear plastic covering hoops to, again, gradually acclimatize plants to the outdoor conditions, which, again, are so much different than our indoor stuff.
Last year, I started some pumpkins indoors, and I don't think I hardened them off quite long enough, and I planted them outdoors, and they promptly turned white and died within a week. I guess that was my mistake, right?
Yes, and that happened. It happened to me, too. I mean, it wasn't with pumpkins. It was with zucchinis and some cucumbers I got. I took them out to my greenhouse early, and it stayed, if you remember, last year was really cool in May, and it just wasn't warm enough out there. So it was too much of a shock for them to be out there without any extra protection. And the other thing I'll do, too, with that remake horticultural fabric covering, I'll even put jugs of water, milk jugs or something like that, among the plants under the fabric, because those water jugs will also hold a few degrees of heat and help prevent freezing or prevent getting too chilled also. So again, we're trying to moderate, we're trying to be as nice to these plants as possible to grow them, hopefully, and grow them well after we fertilize them. And then hopefully Mother Nature is going to cooperate with our weather this spring. I'm dreaming of corn. I'm not planting any of that for another month, however, maybe.
Okay, and we have one more question from a listener. It's about fertilizing trees, but we'll tackle that next week.
We'll talk about all sorts of trees and shrubs, and much I hate to say it, even spring lawn fertilizing, too.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Go to our website at ktoo.org to ask a question of your own, and Ed may answer your question on the air in upcoming segments.
Plant your rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth.